Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Tokyo, to Yanesen, one of the few areas in the Japanese capital to have emerged unscathed from the bombing raids during the Second World War. Besides having historic significance, it's also a great destination for food, as Monocle's Asia editor at large Kenji Hall explains.
I'm buying food in Tokyo, and here's what I'm after. Fish, vegetable, and a dessert. I'll be visiting places that are small and local, the sort of specialty shops that used to be everywhere in Tokyo, but lately have been disappearing. And this is how I prefer to shop. Buying meat from a butcher, fish from a fishmonger, fresh tofu from a tofu shop, and vegetables from a vegetable stand. People in Tokyo used to get their groceries this way, before convenience stores and supermarkets were everywhere. Not anymore, of course. It's too inconvenient. Which is why there aren't many areas left in Tokyo where you can shop like this. There is one place. It's on the east side of Tokyo. The neighborhoods of Yanaka, Nezu, and Sendagi. Yanesen for short. And here, you find temples and traditional wooden buildings that somehow survived the bombing raids of the Second World War. You can still find things here that are quite rare in other parts of Tokyo. For instance, yaoya, the old-fashioned vegetable stands. Soichiro Hirabayashi opened his yaoya, called Vejo Vejiko, in 2017. It's tiny, just 26 square meters, and it specializes in organic and pesticide-free produce grown by 300 farming families on the southwestern island of Kyushu. He has beets, Swiss chard, green papaya, citrus, hard-to-find items that supermarkets usually don't sell. The staff share recipes and pass on customer feedback to the farmers. And farmers benefit in other ways. They get half of the revenues instead of 30% or less that's typical. The shop is also attractive. It has antique lamps and display boxes of cedar and a curtain-like awning over the entryway, all designed by Masamichi Katayama of Wonderwall, who has done work for much bigger clients, including Uniqlo, United Arrows, Samsung, and Lexus. I buy an orange-like citrus fruit, some green peppers, and an heirloom aubergine that nearly disappeared entirely 20 years ago. And now it's time to head to the fishmonger, Nezu Matsumoto. Someone who recommended it described it as the best fish shop in Japan. Grandiose claim alert. But then I later discover that the claim is actually justified. Hideki Matsumoto opened the shop 11 years ago. He makes sure that everything in the wooden refrigerated case, that would be eel, scallops, bluefish, sea urchin, it's all the best that you've ever seen and beautifully presented on ceramic plates. Some he slices into sashimi, some fillets for frying, and some dried and aged. I buy the sockeye salmon from Hokkaido. Only 600 are sold in Japan every year, and Matsumoto gets 580 of them. He sells a single red-orange fillet for 2,000 yen, about 15 euros. Expensive, but worth it. The flesh is fluffy and delicious. These fishmongers have been disappearing around Tokyo. They're often sad-looking mom-and-pop shops of dubious cleanliness. You almost never find one selling fish of superb quality. This is not really a business that people aspire to. Matsumoto did, however, and people come from all over the region and sometimes farther away to buy fish from him. Okay, it's time to grab dessert. I walk down the street to Nezu no Taiyaki, where there's just one thing on the menu, taiyaki. It's a dessert of sweet bean paste packed into a waffle that's shaped like a fish. Second generation owner Nobuo Hayashi looks like he's dancing when he makes these. And this is how he makes it. He holds a cast iron mold for a single taiyaki, pours batter into one side, adds a big chunk of red bean paste filling, and then more batter. He closes the mold and puts it into the fire. He has several going on at one time, and he's constantly turning them to make sure they're evenly cooked. Like his father, who started the shop in 1957, he makes hundreds a day this way. And then 4 hours later, he has sold everything he's gonna make for that day. Taiyaki have been around for a century, and one theory about the fish shape is that eating a dessert shaped like a sea bream felt extravagant. How does it taste? Nutty and sweet and waffly with a satisfying sugar rush at the end. I've only spent 170 yen, just over a euro, but it feels absolutely extravagant. For Monocle in Tokyo, I'm Kenji Hall.
Thanks, Kenji. This has been episode number 88 of Food Neighborhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.